views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and I've probably said this every week, but I'm excited again about this show. I had five angels come through with messages for everyone. We are doing the angel messages for April, which is starting tomorrow, right? April of 2016. Oh, wow. This is going to feel magical, is the best word that I can say. March brought in a lot of intensive wake up. This is really happening. I mean, you just felt it and it was moving fast, whether you were ready or not, because it is truly trying to help lift us. It may not feel that way if we're trying to hold on a little bit. Now, that was what March was about. And when I talk about this month, I'm going to address right now and pretty much take that vice away if you try to go down that path. If you feel like, oh, it's too late for me, I didn't do all of that before, that's not the case. You can start right now. You can start by letting it go. If you haven't let anything go or you've been holding out, start today. Start right now. One of the biggest things, and it's the same page, different story, over and over again, it's fear of the unknown that slows us down from making a choice or a decision. And you can move forward by starting with intention that you really do want to. And, you know, take a half step, invest some time in learning about something new. Because when you have the knowledge, you don't feel as scared of it. You know, it's learning about what you don't know. And we're all learning. Now, I have five different angels that came through for April. And the great thing about April is the motto for April is make a wish and then believe in it. Make a wish and then believe. It will take a, wow, is this really happening? You want to believe in how amazing it can be. You have to choose it. And you can choose not to do that if you're not ready. The universe has a very interesting, unique design about it. It is all about you choosing when you're ready to go. And it's giving you everything you could possibly need to help you when you choose to dive in and go for it and move forward. And most of the time, you know, we have the questions that come in like, why can't I move forward? Why can't I get there? Why do I feel stuck? Is a lot of times it's just we're afraid to make a choice. We're afraid to step into something we don't know about. And you know what? A lot of times it's a perfectionist characteristic that'll cause that. You feel, well, I don't know it at all, so I'm not going to do anything. You know what? Don't be afraid to go in there and learn hands-on. You know, that's what the learning curve is. You practice it. You work on it. And there's so much energy that, I mean, I've been really feeling it. I've been feeling some amazing awarenesses coming in, and I love it. I'm excited. It feels like the very first time I really felt this powerful connection way, way back when. Because it's coming up and it's coming through so much more clear and exciting, and it's encouraging. And not just for this month, I mean, just the whole thing. I mean, yesterday, I'll give you an example. I mean, my life does not go perfect all the time either. You know, we have unexpected things happen in our life, but it's how I choose to look at it and respond to it. And I'm always working to improve that. And when you do that, that shifts everything that you experience. That's how you change the reality you're living in. So don't hesitate. If you want to call in, absolutely, we'll do the angel readings. It's for the month of April. So you can call in 1-800-930-2819. I do have emails that came in, and then I have messages for everyone. I have quite a bit that I want to put out here for all of us because it's so encouraging. There's positive incentive in the energy for April. It's very positive. It'll feel like a relief from all of the changing and, you know, birthing something new. It'll just feel like, oh, I can take a deep breath and I feel like, okay, this is going to work. I mean, March was all about major shifting and pulling up stakes and letting go of a lot of things so you could move into a better life. Now we're going to be celebrating that and working on living that better life. Yeah. So if you feel like you're not ready for that, then go ahead and start working on being ready, because it's never too late. It's never too late. I don't want anybody to feel like that. Just start. And, you know, wishes come true when you believe in your dreams. When you believe in you and you allow that into your life, that's how they come true. It's the magic that happens. It's absolutely amazing. When you have been praying and you've been working on something for so long, what I love about the April energy is that if you've had a hard time believing or you feel like you just can't quite get that one, it's going to feel easier to grab onto that. That's going to really help some people that have been trying and trying and trying to do this. Grab onto that. You'll see these little glimmers. If you see a little spark one day and you feel like, you know, wait a minute, and you feel better in a moment, and then you find that it's trying to come back down, grab on to that positive moment and hold on. Hold on to that, because it will expand and become stronger than the self-doubt that's coming in. And I have tried this. I mean, yesterday we had some crazy stuff happen. You name it, it was happening. I mean, I knew they were trying to get my attention, because, you know, if you've been listening to the show, a few weeks ago, I had to replace like a lot of equipment. We're, you know, catching up with all the new equipment, and that included a new computer. And all of a sudden, it just decides it doesn't want to type or do anything, right? And I'm thinking, okay, what's going on? It was very strange, but very unusual, because it should have been fine. I was just having very unusual things, whether it was trying to get my news. That's why the newsletter was a few hours later yesterday, because I just had to get everything working. And then I finally said, okay, I had a plan. I had started off with a plan, like, I'm going to get a lot of work done. Then I'm going to go take a break. And me and Emmy, my awesome Akita co-host, we were going to go outside and start planting some flowers, because I love to get into the dirt and just feel really grounded and work with earth. I love organic gardening. I do that with the flowers and the vegetables. Well, the plan was to get out there by noon, right, and enjoy the day. I think I was lucky to get out there by 1:30 with all the issues I was having, but I stayed positive. That's what I found. I have had things like that happen to where you don't feel so positive. You're so frustrated, right? The positivity was just so up. Nothing was pulling me down, and it was easier. Nothing was pulling me down. So I get outside, and I'm going to put this huge trellis together, right? I do stuff like this all the time. I'm putting this thing together. Phone rings. and find out that there's some kind of issue with our bank accounts, that someone's actually trying to get in information. They're calling and pretending to be us. And they had all of this stuff. The bank picked up on it. And I'm thinking, oh, I wasn't even upset. They didn't get anything. And I was very, very thankful. And they tried twice. Can you believe that? So I thought, wow. So, you know, here they're the bank saying, we need to close all of them and create new ones. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness. That, you know, that's a lot if you have things that you have to untie and untangle. And I thought, okay, let's do this. And I realized after the rest of, and I never did get back outside till like 4. And then it was time for everything else, you know. So I thought, what a day, right? And then when I sat down, and I took a break, I realized that was actually a great day. And I was very, very thankful the angels had watched over our assets. They had watched over and protected us. And I just sat there in gratitude and couldn't say thank you enough. But I had a different way of approaching everything. I mean, that's kind of scary when it's going after all that, right? So no, that's just a quick example of how April's going to be feeling. You're going to find in the challenges, they're a little easier to stay upbeat, and you're going to find that you smooth right, you sail right through it smoothly, is what I was trying to say. And it will be so much lighter. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we are going to power on with these angel messages for April of 2016. We'll be right back after the break.
Well, you can walk out on me tonight. If you think that it ain't feeling right, but darling, there ain't no getting over me. Well, you can say that you need to be free.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet, welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca Team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com. Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming
transformation. 1230 WBLQ.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show if you are just tuning in. And I love this topic. It's so upbeat. It's so positive. It's a breath of fresh air for April Angel Messages 2016. So I said that I had five angels that came through. And I'm going to start telling you about that because I had quite a bit come through to encourage you to not be afraid of, you know, moving forward and changing it up. Now, I said before we went to break that, you know, concerns fade. It's a lighter feeling. It doesn't feel like it's so hard to think positively. I know. I've been finding it fascinating, and I'm very upbeat, but I'm just like you. I have ego, and I have things that happen, and you have that tendency to wonder, and you pull yourself back in. It was easier. That's what I'm trying to say to you. It was easier to bring it back in. And because of this energy, you want to jump on that. If you've been trying to work on lifting your mindset into something more positive and try to find new ways to respond to things and work things out just to live happier, you know, when you feel that little bit, go for it. Don't talk yourself out of it. Because the more you practice it, the easier it is. And the more you enjoy, you know, the experience, even when it's a challenge, believe it or not. Now, because you're going to put effort into that, your efforts are rewarded. They're going to be rewarded. You know, if you had things happening financially, you know, you want to stay positive here. You want to be thinking about that as much as you can. I'm not saying you're not going to think the old way, but you should be feeling, if you have intention to connect into this energy, it's easier to think positively is what I'm saying. It's easier. It's easier to, you know, no matter what you have going on. And you're going to choose, you know, like, I'm really tired of this heavy weight, this sadness, this burden. I want to feel something lighter. I want to feel what it would be like to feel something more positive. Just think of it that way. That's a nice half step if you've always had a trouble with this. Depending on what you've been through, I mean, people, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, everybody's got their tough things that happen. And then some people feel like, wow, it's all happening to me. This is an opportunity to say, can I see what it would be like if good fortune came my way? You know, happy times came my way. You know, ask about it. But if you have a dream or a wish, think about, do I really, really want that? It's like, oh, I wish I was this and that and had all this and everything was this one. Okay. If you wish that, and if you actually were receiving it, do you sabotage it? Look for that. This will be an easier time in the month of April to not sabotage, okay? So you want to go for that. Now, this is going to go up and down two or three times throughout the year because the energy that is really moving us into a higher frequency and dimension is coming in different waves. It'll just go wham. And that's what you were just feeling with this, you know, last 4 to 5 weeks. Whoa. And now they send you this big, okay, we're going to change and we're going to address these things. Which is like, now this month we apply it. You know, we kind of move into it. And it'll happen a few times. So don't think, oh, I've already done it once and that's it. It comes in waves. It's gentle. I mean, they're not throwing all of it at us at once. Thank goodness. because it feels like a lot already and it's moving so fast. Now, the first angel that comes in to help us with April. Now, April is about really, really doing what you love. I mean, really applying in a more positive life. And if that's what you want. Now, it's, you know, Ariel is one of courage. Archangel Ariel is one of courage. And she's like, do what you love. Somewhere, somehow, do what you love to do. Follow your passions. What are you thinking about? You know, do your very best, even if you don't feel like you're very good at it or you can. You want to, you know, do it anyway. Do something you love. You don't have to be good at it according to standards of somebody else or anything else. It's never going to be anything else unless you put your feet into it and go. And, you know, you're looking to bring joy energy in to your frequency, to your energy field by doing some things that you love. And Archangel Ariel wants to help you and walk with you on that to give you the courage to step into it. Maybe it's about learning how to do a new job. Maybe it's about a learning and finishing some skills that you've always wanted to do. This will be rewarded in a beautiful way because it's personal growth that brings joy in. That's going to raise the frequency for anything that you're trying to accomplish in life, whether it's a career, you know, an artistic skill. Maybe you always wanted to learn to do something like that. The joyful experience is very, very powerful. That is easiest when you allow yourself to do what you love. So ask Archangel Ariel for assistance in that. If you feel like, you know, maybe this is my month to try that. And you may have to rearrange your schedule a little bit or put something on the back burner to fit it in. If you have that busy of a schedule, and I know mine can do that. I always have a full schedule. But I have to move and rearrange some things so I stay balanced. And sometimes I have to take a day that's a break so I can do some things that are fun and I love. Because if I don't and I just let it keep piling, then I'm not going to be in balance to help you. As an energy healer, I want to give you good vibes. In order for me to give you that, I have to have it within me. So, you see, a lot of people don't realize, and you know, same thing for you. A lot of people don't realize the priority list needs to be rearranged. It's like, oh, fun is one of the most important healing modalities you could do. Fun, joy, doing what you love. It brings in a vitality and energy that lifts you and your body responds in healing. Doesn't matter whether it's emotional, physical, spiritual, whatever. It's all of it. And I absolutely love that. Now, another angel that came through, I told you five of them did, was Archangel Gabriel. And it was about the expectations you may have. The expectations you may have about everything. You want to look at the bigger picture. Look at the bigger picture. The bigger picture. Wow. You know, think about it. Not just your little right here. Look at the bigger picture and you will see clearly. Okay, I'm getting it. There's a lot that you could start diving into. You want to think bigger. Don't be afraid to think bigger. Think big. Think, wow, how high can I shoot? You know, like, you know, it's that shoot for the stars thing. How high can you think that you can accomplish? Well, I mean, think about it. Just keep going with that. And I loved that one. I went, oh, wow, Gabriel, that one's fantastic. Gabriel's a good one to work with for creative ideas as well. Great communicator if you're trying to work on that. But, you know, look at what could be inspirational about you for yourself first. Inspire yourself first. And then when you're excited, now you can inspire someone else. And you don't need to have a validation or an approval back yet. You don't need that. But when you get it, it'll be exciting. But do it anyway. I mean, the first time or a couple times you do it, you might feel like, I don't know, am I making a difference? Does that matter if you're enjoying it? No, it doesn't, because you're going to make a difference when you bring joy into your life, because that raises the frequency and you're going to shift your reality into something that you've been wanting. The more of us that do that, the easier it is for the whole world to be in that. Won't take everybody, but it will, you know, this is just exciting to me. I mean, I can't wait. I mean, I feel like a kid when I get messages like this, because I mean, and I'm excited to send them, give them to you. And I'm stumbling over words because I get going so fast. And that's just me. And you know what? It's okay. It's absolutely okay. Because I know that this is working because I've been feeling it. And when you think the bigger picture, I'm going to take you deep for a minute. And I want you to take it in an introspective way. We can work really hard in our life to make sure we have all kinds of, you know, physicalities. Like we have the house, the car, the you know, the items. We have all the physical stuff. But we don't take any of that with us. What can you learn and grow and give yourself that you can take with you? And that would be joy and a higher frequency, because you don't want, you know, you want to be, that's investing. That's investing in yourself. Now, of course, we need things when we're here, but you can always work on what the soul can take with you when you do finally decide to go. So think about that. When we come back, we're going to keep powering on with these angel messages. I have three more. Want to read an email to you, and we're going to answer that. I just want to send you positive vibes. Think about what I said. We are going to take that break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. Our topic today is angel messages for April of 2015. Make a wish and then believe. We'll be right back.
Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit EverydaySpirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. Our topic today is angel messages for April of 2016, which begins tomorrow. And I had five angels come through with messages for everyone. And it's a very uplifting. So I've been going through them and I'm on number three. And this one is Raziel, the magical angel. You know, that's the one that you can learn, you know, I say magic because it feels magical, because it's miraculous. You know, the miracles, the things that are like, wow, did that actually happen? That's what I mean by the magic. And Raziel, here's where the fun part comes in. This is an influence that is going to be easy to grab onto in the month of April. You have angels on your side. I mean, five of them came through for this show, which I thought was awesome. And you have every resource you need. Raziel is a wonderful angel to work with to learn how to do that. Now, with him, it's kind of interesting. He will give you some action to do. He likes to give you examples in life, and then you'll learn it that way. So if you want to work with him, he can show you the magic that's in life and within yourself to make things happen. He's about manifesting. So great angel to be working with in this month. Now, he gives guidance. He supports you. Anything is possible when it comes to manifesting and the miracles that can come in. It's believing that they've happened already. Believe in them. So ask him to help you if you want that one. And I love working with him. He's amazing. And the help that we have for April to work with this upbeat and positive energy that's coming through for us to really apply ourselves, I can't wait. I mean, I'm already feeling it. I started feeling it yesterday, but really feeling it. But you know what? Go for this. Allow it to just go. Now, another one that came through was Michael, of course, Archangel Michael. And he comes through with advice. He comes through with, you know, it's going to feel, and this one is the big one that comes into what's holding you up and feeling stuck. It's going to feel a lot better if you would just make a choice. That's how he came through. Just make a decision. You might be struggling with the decision. You're either, and I feel this so much. I can see where this is happening so much. We might be overanalyzing the situation or hoping it'll fade away and we won't have to make a choice. Oh, yeah. Michael's calling us all out on that one. He's advising us, just go ahead and make a choice. Just make a choice. That's what he's coming through with very much. He's also addressing the conflict we might have in our heart and our mind. So you have your mind trying to make a choice and you have your heart. Your heart and your soul are going to be where you want to go. And if it's conflicting with the mind and the way you're used to it, or what seems logical to your world, or what you knew as logic. I mean, if you really look at what's going on in the world today, is anything logical the way we used to do it? Most of it, no. It's changing that much. You want to listen to your heart, and it'll feel a little weird at first if you're not used to that. So Michael came through very direct, very strong with this advice. And he says, don't avoid making a choice. You're avoiding. And you'll feel stuck, not because something is holding you up, not something outside of you, but within. Just make a choice. And, you know, you can make a choice to stay or go, but you can make a choice to change it up. But make a choice. Make a choice to do something, even if it's just start taking a step in the direction you really want to go. You're wearing down your energy. He continues with this message. You're wearing down your energy. It's exhausting. It's unnecessary stress. You don't need to drain your own energy away by overthinking, overanalyzing, being afraid to make a choice. So he's really wanting to help you with that. So he would be the one to ask if you feel that that's resonating for you. Like, okay, I really need to do something here. And he will help you. He is great for that. He's amazing. Now, on that note, which goes along with one of the emails before I finish up, I'm going to read this email that came in from a beautiful lady named Stephanie. And she writes, after listening to your radio show from March 25th, speaking of soul retrieval, it touched me deeply. I've lost me, a whole lot of me. I was a happy, simple woman with a happy, simple life. I enjoyed being me. In 2009, my husband passed. I lost myself. I was fortunate my daughters were with me. As I started to be in this world again in 2012, my son took his life. I would not let what happened happen again, and it did. I lost my memories, retention. I lost weight, over 100 pounds. I lost my appetite. My daughters would wake, and instead of good morning, they'd ask if I ate. I lost sense of taste, smell. I've experienced many treatments, medical, alternative. Some abilities I had, and I wanted to grow into them, and I don't have them anymore. I no longer have them. I had plans of becoming a healer, Reiki, energy healing, wonderful experiences. I loved the energy I felt from crystals. I understand the energy is still there. I just don't feel it anymore. Your radio program and others have helped me retain my sanity. This world, this universe we are going through is such an energetic shift. I just wish to understand better. And she's asking for an energy reading and, you know, to see what I can do to help her with that. And so I've asked the angels to come into this, and very much she went through a lot of tragic loss. It's a painful one. Loss hurts. It just hurts. We acknowledge that pain. We acknowledge that it hurts. And Stephanie, what I want to say to you is you're reaching out for help, and right there is already a step in the right direction. When we grieve and we've lost, part of that is we are trying to understand why it happened. So the overanalyzing maybe of that is what I'm feeling, like the why, and there's this like cycle, this loop that I keep feeling. I want to say thank you to your daughters for being such wonderful, you know, looking after you while you were going through your grieving process. But every bit of your skills and ability are still there. However, when you feel the reason you feel this way, or this is what I'm picking up, you wanted to become a healer, Reiki, energy healing. That will happen when you allow the healing for yourself. Work on doing energy healing with your own energy field. Pick up the crystals whether you feel them or not. Clear them. Clear yourself. I mean, do some things that clear your own energy field. when I've worked with people that have gone through this kind of grief, we always go to the go-to that always works really well. And sometimes they'll cry for days after that. To break the cycle up is to do that salt bath. Sea salts, I would say Dead Sea salts or Himalayan salt is my favorite. If you use sea salt, add some baking soda into the water. I find that that really, really pulls the energy off. And do this 2 or 3 times a week if you need to at the beginning. Just do it. Because you might find that there's some energy that just needs to come off. And it's not about helping everybody else right now. It's about doing the energy healing on you. That is going to start to wake those things back up. That is one of the strongest things I'm getting as a message for you. You will find your way back. You have to choose that you're going to do this. Because like I said at the beginning of the show, I'm an energy healer. But I cannot help someone else unless I'm doing that within my own self first. So a lot of part of you, and I see why the soul retrieval show spoke to you, because you felt like a piece of you went when you lost your son and your husband. They have joy and they love watching you enjoy your life. That's the last thing they want, is for you to just feel lost out in the ethers. They want you to have that back. They want you to thrive. And the joy that I feel in the faces of your daughters when they see that mom is starting to love herself again is going to be a beautiful gift for everyone. So do that. Start simple. Go back and just do those things for you. And as you do that, it's going to bring it back up again. It's going to start to lift that frequency. You're looking to get out from under the dense frequencies. And don't worry about what you can't remember right now. Don't worry about it. Look at it as a whole new adventure if you have to go learn something brand new, because you have to detach. The past is the past, and you have a life to live and move forward. And there's people that love you very much in this world, and there's people that love you very much on the other side. And the angels are totally there with you. So I say that to you, Stephanie, and move forward. Now, we have, and you know, that goes along with Michael. Michael's like the energy of the month. And that's the thing I want to bring up quickly. The energy of the month is you might be feeling very stuck. You might be feeling like your present situation won't move. Sometimes you just got to pick it up and walk away. And for you, Stephanie, it would be walking away from the recycling situation. So you're looking at, I just need to change this up. I just need to do it different. If you need to work with another healer that you know, do it that way. But do it. Just do it. We are going to take a short break. When we come back, we will wrap the show up. I have one more angel. And for the April 2016 messages. I'm Dr. Jen. We will be right back.
Self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com
Holistic
today.
Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
We've already said goodbye. Since you gotta go, oh, you better go now.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in, and we've been talking about angel messages for April of 2016, they gave me five different messages from five different angels, and I'm going to deliver the message from Archangel Jeremiah, which is the fifth one that came through, and it goes along with what I was talking about right before we went to break about the energy of the month. The energy, the best way to move through this one is look at what you can walk away from and stop putting so much energy in trying to make that work. And what could you do with that energy if you redirected it? Now, when I say walking away, it can sound kind of big, but if you're putting a lot of energy into something that's just not working, change it up, change it, start putting it somewhere else. Allow yourself to think differently, you know, get out of a habit, you know. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of trying it. Now, Archangel Jeremiah for that, and it was interesting how he came in. The outcome for the month, if you were to apply the energy of what, okay, walk away, I got to just let this go, I got to change it up, do it different, and to really embrace this awesome energy of how it's going to help you connect with positive, uplifting frequencies, it's really going to feel lighter, is to think new beginnings. So he comes through with, this is time for new, it's all new. You're renewing your commitment to what you really wanted to do with your life. Stephanie, listen up. This one's good for you too. Now, it's, you're recommitting. You know how you do like a rededication? Think of it that way. It's like, okay, I really want to get back to that. Because she was saying that. But I really want this. I really want this. Well, rededicate yourself to it. You know, change it up. Maybe approach it a different way, see what else you can learn about it. But, you know, each day, every day leads us to where we are today, that we have lived, leads us to where we are. So if you need to review your life, your history, the way you approached things before, or business, whatever it might be, relationships, and see where you can make some changes and do it differently. That's the key right there. Archangel Jeremiah, he really wants to help you with reviewing maybe what you tried before or what you keep trying over and over again and it's not working. You know, that's just, you got to do it different to have a different result, right? So let Archangel Jeremiah help you. He can help you see clearly what you need to learn from your past. Okay, we don't stay in the past. We review it on what we could do better today to make our tomorrow much better. That's how that works. And I love that. Love, love, love that. You're looking for that new joy, confidence to make a new direction in your life with a higher frequency. I mean, that's what we've been talking about this whole show. April's energy is really going to feel good. And it's for everybody. Nobody's been denied this energy. You just have to say, okay, yes, I want some of that. I'm going to grab some of that and I'm going to give it a spin. I'm going to try this. What do you got to lose? You could stay the way you are and it won't change, or you could try something new that might really catapult things here. So I say with that, definitely look into what you could do differently. That's huge right there. Start with any, I mean, you know, even if you have to just get yourself used to the idea of trying something differently, make your breakfast differently, add something different to it, try a brand new recipe, do anything to just get out of the rut. Simple, simple, simple. Okay. Now, I want to make sure you guys know, over at my website, I have a lot of meditations in there. If you haven't been in there before, I have free guided meditations over there that you can download, listen to. I provide them because I want to give you a gift. We do the radio show. That's free. That's a gift. You can always write us over at radio@jenroyster.com if you want to send in a question for the show. Some people listen later or they're not in a way that they could call. You know, we have a lot of listeners that are at work. You can't just call in while you're at work, but you're listening. And you can send your questions in that way as well. Over at my website under Contact Us, you can find all of the links to connect with us and send that in. I do free readings during the show. That's the only place I do free readings right now. Okay. So we have workshops we're working on. We're almost where we're going to live stream on YouTube. I'm really excited about that. That's been quite the project. And I have all kinds of things I'm just rolling out. And I was expecting to have some things out. And then it said, well, let's change it and then do it again. So I'm doing a lot of things completely different. So I'm going through that shift and change too. And I just dove in. It's like, you know what? Why not? And I'm loving every minute of it. And I'm excited and I cannot wait to share it with you. If you are not with me on the social medias or the YouTube channel, if you just look up Jen Royster, you can pretty much find all that. I have a show page over on Facebook. It's the Jen Royster Show. And I have another page over at Facebook, Dr. Jen Royster. We're over on Twitter, Jen Royster and Jen Royster Show. So join us if that's the way you enjoy keeping up. And I just want to say thank you for listening. And here's to having a great month of April. Embrace it, love it, and go for it. I'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life.
Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.